This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. If you just joined us, happy Friday to you. And welcome to the best of lunchtime radio, the Capricorn Adventure, right? It is time for us to delve into the motoring world alongside our journalist, Prashowin Naidu, who recently took the Kia Sportage LX for a spin. Prashowin is said to reveal his thoughts, and he will end by offering a motoring tip and representing, and obviously presenting and electrifying, that is, Hot Gem of the Week. Good afternoon, Prashowin. Welcome back.
Good afternoon, King Bash. Thank you so much for having me.
I don't know, every time I pronounce, you know, the Kia Sportage, I always think I'm making a mistake. Is it Sportage or Sportage, or is it just, am I pronouncing it right?
I think you're right, King Bash. Sportage. But if you want to be fancy, you can call it Sportage or whatever you say.
All right. No, I'm just glad that I got it right. So, I mean, late last year, we spoke about, you know, the Sportage itself. And how does the appearance of the Kia Sportage LX compare to the other one?
The other one, yeah. Definitely, it's way different now. I mean, this is the fifth generation. There's a lot of excitement for this car. It's revised and it looks a few nips and tucks along the way. And, I mean, ours came coated in white. It had this lovely gloss black front and grille, some sharp lines towards the rear end. It also had these lovely tapered and very precise lines, too. It looked quite marvelous, to say the least. And I really was, the looks was just one of the most beautiful things to write home about with this car.
All right, interesting. And what features were included, you know, with the Kia Sportage LX? And do you have maybe the pricing information available as well?
So, yeah, since this was the entry-level LX model, it had all of the niceties, still had a premium feel. It is priced at $637,000. Always came with, you know, 17-inch alloy wheels, black spot assist, cloth seats, a multifunctional leather steering wheel, and just a 12.3-inch infotainment screen too. Some safety features included ABS, EBD, ESC, and 6 airbags. And I must admit, I mean, the quality of the car, even though it is the entry-level, you know, model, it still had that premium, you know, quality to it. Overall, I mean, I have driven the top-spec GT line, which is $800,000, and I mean, if you want, who wants to be simple like myself, I mean, that is the way to go. I mean, you're saving a lot of money there and you're getting a good, solid car.
Amazing. Let's speak about the pedal, because you know what? We like to put our foot flat on that pedal. And tell me about the experience, Prashowin.
All right. So it was powered by a 1.6-liter diesel engine paired with a 7-speed automatic transmission. And I must admit, it balances power, performance, and fuel efficiency rather well. I mean, the tank gave us a range of 750 kilometers. We really struggled to finish that tank before giving it away. Power output is 100 kilowatts and 320 newton meters of torque. It is slower than the petrol version with acceleration, but the torque definitely makes up for it. All in all, it's safe to say excellent handling, perfect cabin insulation, and just fine driving experience. Fuel economy, I was getting figures of 8 liters per 100 kilometers in and around city drivings. But if you do take it on longer journeys and distances, I've heard from other journalists that some have achieved figures of 5.5 liters per 100 kilometers. So very remarkable in that sense.
Oh, okay. And you know what? Everyone knows on the Capricorn Adventure how honest Prashowin is when it comes to these cars, right? So let us talk a bit about the space. Tell me a bit about how the vehicle space is, you know?
So, yeah, it definitely, I think that in comparison to some of the rivals, like the Tiguan, for example, I think this is slightly more, you know, smaller, but it still has good practicality, functionality, and versatility. There's lots of ample leg room, headroom, and luggage capacity is about 591 meters. So definitely a very wide and spacious boot. So not too shabby.
All right. And let's speak about the competition as well, Prashowin. I mean, where does, you know, the Kia Sportage stand in terms of that?
I think it's giving a lot of the rivals a good, you know, fight, so to say. We have the Tiguan, we have the Hyundai Tucson, and then we have the BMW X1. But I think in this category, I think the Sportage is giving a more interesting choice for the consumer because I mean, it has that premium, you know, German quality feel. Even though it is a Korean car, it's still, they've really amped up the antics for their car, and so I think that's where it's showing its uniqueness for the consumer in that aspect.
Okay, I'm sold. I need to ask you, do you think this is something that a young man can buy, or is this something maybe that's good, you know, for the new dads?
I think for the new dad, King Bash, I think if you have a family, but if you want to be the young man with a big car, go for it. It's provided, you know, the wallet is plush with cash, but definitely for the father and the mom too, I mean, they would just be in awe with this car.
Amazing, amazing. So let's wrap it up, Prashuwin, with the motoring tip followed by the hot gem of the week.
All right, thanks, King Bash. So let's drive smoothly into the weekend. Avoid aggressive driving habits such as rapid acceleration, speeding, and hard braking. Smooth driving not only improves fuel efficiency, but also extends the life of brakes and tires and reduces long-term maintenance. And getting off with the brat called Functified.
All right. Prashuwin, thank you so much, my brother. Do have a great weekend ahead, yeah?
Best of all, listeners.
All right, all right. And that was Prashuwin Naidu. What you can do is follow him on Instagram at Prashuwin_Naidu. And you can also catch him for car reviews, man. That was the Capricorn Adventure, the motoring experience. He will be back again next week, Friday.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.